Rave Radio. Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay. I'm coming to you, podcasting to you live from the show floor at CEDIA 2015. That background noise is the people who are hanging out in the Harman booth. And right now I'm at the AMX section of the Harman booth, and I'm here with Adam Gershon. Adam, first of all, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's the show been for AMX so far this year?
Excellent. Good. Busy. So can't ask for more than that.
And is it, you know, you guys have gone through, obviously being integrated into the Harman family of companies, you guys have gone through some changes and some reorganization and stuff, but you're here still as AMX, showing the AMX product and the AMX technology, and you just gave me a demo of a new software interface that you're going to roll out. Do people know about this yet, or are they just learning about it here at CEDIA?
This is the first time we're showing it publicly. We've been working on it for about a year now, and developing a next generation interface for the AMX Living platform.
And it's interesting, when you demoed it for me, it looks more like an Android interface or an iPhone interface than a traditional AV interface that we've seen from control systems. Was that in the back of your mind the whole time while you were designing it?
I think that's a fair assessment of it. I think that's what people are becoming more familiar with. So they're used to that type of interface. What we want to do is differentiate the process. We've spent years going through from the standard, the industry person's perspective. This is how we've always done it. This is how you select TV sources. Press watch TV, select a TV source. When we went through this process, we took a different tact with that. And we actually, the concept that we have here, we crowdsourced. So we went through and crowdsourced. What we wanted was a dashboard for a home, and specifically went to non-industry people to build a concept of what they would think their home automation system would be like if they were able to design one, and then had 30 or 40 entries from that we were able to whittle down, pick a few winners, and then take the best pieces of all of those to create this concept, and then we'll turn it in for first quarter next year into an implementable solution for AMX Living.
Yeah, I mean, it has the swipe functionality like an iPhone or an Android phone. It has, and it has the customability. So basically what you were showing me earlier is that you've taken the programming out of the need for programming and putting it into the hands. I guess another way to say it is it's kind of pre-programmed, and you're putting in the hands of the customer the ability to configure their systems on the fly in their own homes.
Right, so we're taking two different approaches. One, we're making it easier for the dealer to implement the system by doing all the programming for them. And then on the execution side, on the end user experience side, we're empowering the end user to add their own customizations to it, to create moods on the scene, to track their activities so they can build the system and have the interface that they want based on the functionality that they use the most.
And this is going to be, this interface will be available not just in the residential market, but also the commercial market?
So we have the flexibility to be able to do that just from a look and feel standpoint, but it's really designed as a residential application.
Okay. That's a good differentiator there. I noticed that you're showing SVSI products here. Is the SVSI product line now being more marketed towards the residential, or you just happen to be using it here for your demo?
We're using it here just to see what dealers think about it. When we acquired SVSI, their focus was not on residential at all. It was more commercial. So we're now getting feedback from dealers and understanding how they would want to use this in a residential application and what flexibility it gives them, advantages over our previous architecture, still current architecture, our HD-based T architecture, the DGX.
Yeah, because you'd have the ability to do sort of traditional signal routing and distribution, or SVSI is network-based,
right.
So it's different.
There's more flexibility in what you can do on this, and it may fit the needs of a particular customer who isn't looking for the full-blown HD-based TDGX system.
So is there anything on this this new interface online at all? The people who are listening, is there a way that they can see it, or are they going to have to just wait until you launch it, or have you put any kind of pre-release information out on your website?
Nothing yet, but we'll do that first quarter next year.
Okay, I'll take some photos and attach it with this with this podcast so that at least they can see it. Thanks for joining me. It sounds like you're excited about 2016. We talked offline, and you got some big plans in 2016, so congratulations. And you've been listening to a special edition of my Daily Rants and Raves here live from the show floor at CEDIA 2015.